I remember when I was 13, the only dream I had for being in a relationship was to find the love of my life and be with him forever. That was when I was 13. And I kept that dream, and I am 52. I'll be 53 this year. And I still have that dream. From the age of 13 to the age I'm at now, I have tried. And nothing seemed to turn out right. And I'd always wondered why. Then you listen to black men talk about black women in ways that I would never allow my daughter to listen to these men. I wouldn't give them the time of day. Saying that black women are too fat, saying that we're going to be in debt, we shouldn't be taking care of ourselves, we need to do this in order to get a man. And I look at these men and I listen to them and I'm thinking to myself, damn, they're not helping any fucking thing. And then I turn them off. Just as simple as that, turn them off. I don't complain about being single. I don't complain about this October. It'll be 6 years since I have been celibate. I have not talked to a man. I have not hugged a man. I have not touched a man. I have not kissed. I have not been on any dates. I have not texted with a man. I have not been on social media DMing any man. Almost 6 years of total and complete celibacy. And do I miss having a man? The situations, I want to say, that I was in, I can honestly say no. Because I have those situations to gauge missing a man. I've had some men in my life who were really nice and kind, but they just, you can tell they weren't in the relationship. You can tell they weren't the one for me, you know. And if I were to meet the love of my life at the age that I'm at, or maybe 10 years down the line, 20 years down the line, if I'm still here, I would not feel like I missed out on anything. I would feel like that's what was supposed to happen for me. I wasn't supposed to be with anybody at a young age, because I done well for myself. Done pretty well for myself. I tried everything. Everything. And I regret nothing. I got big, I got fat, which was typical. And I'm losing the weight. I'm disciplining myself, but I'm doing it on my own terms, because I don't like, for me, I like to lose my weight slowly so I can be toned as I'm losing it. I see certain people that are out here that drop a lot of weight all at once and their skin is flabby and stretchy and it looks horrible. So I want to lose my shit slow and tone up and not be all flabby and shit. I want to be straight. Even though I'm at the age that I'm at, I have really good genes. So, yeah. But I've learned that through the years, it's not about looks or how much money a man has. It's about if he's in love with you. If he feels like you're the one, he's going to settle down with you and he'll make you his queen. And I just haven't found the right man yet. I haven't found the man that is supposed to love me throughout all of my negatives or shortcomings or whatever you want to call it. Because I was definitely willing to put in the work in each relationship, but you know, you lay next to a man that you don't know really who the fuck he is. And the next time I lay next to a man, I want to know who the fuck he is. I'm not going to be blind, gullible, and trusting anymore. Those days were long gone in my 40s. Finally got over it. You know, in 2016, when I decided to not date anymore and just be alone, I really never thought I'd get myself to that point. I never thought that I would get to this point. And I looked at that day in October in 2016 and I thought to myself, how is this going to work? How long is this going to last? And it's lasted 6 years so far. And I'm not complaining. I'm not asking any black man, why am I single? I'm not begging any black man to be with me. I'm just being me and living my life. Not feeling like I don't need a man, because I do. But I'm doing what I have to do on my own. I'm not regretting anything. I'm not wishing that I'd done this or done that. Because let's face it, we're in the global system of white supremacy. Black women are supposed to be alone in this system. So if you're a black woman and you have a man that loves you and wants to be with you, then more power to you. I hope it works out. But I honestly don't know what it's like to have a man lay next to me and miss him being there. No, I do miss, you know, the smell of a man. And when he works out, the sweat on his body, or comes home from work and he's tired. I miss that type of stuff. You know, things that men, you know, do and who men are. I miss that. But thinking about a man laying next to me and doing for me and being there for me, I don't know what that is. I've never been asked out. I've never had a man approach me and ask me out. And when I did have some guys that, you know, were trying to or whatever, they just got scared. And I got freaked out when they would approach me. I'd be like, huh? Because I don't know what that is. Like, if a man were to come up to me right now and be like, hey, you know, here's my number, I'd like for you to call me sometime, I'd be like, huh? The fuck? I'd be like, I've never had that. So that would probably scare men off, like, you know, why isn't she receptive to this? But I've never had a guy ask me on a date. I've never had a guy ask me to marry him or be his girlfriend. Never. I've always initiated all of that. And that is the problem. That's why I'm still single today, I think. And a lot of that stems from me being abused and wanting to have the control. Was it wrong for me to think like that? My life circumstances say no. You live your life on your terms. Don't be worried about what somebody else is thinking out here about you or what you're doing. But live on your life, live life on your terms and take responsibility for your actions. That's how I feel about it. Sometimes when I'm sitting alone in my house, I'm thinking, damn, it'd be nice to have my dude come walking through the door and be like, hey, baby, what's going on? I got us dinner. Or, hey, babe, what you cook? Or text me and see how my day is going. You know, that'd be nice to have a man that is consistent with that, that really wants to be here with me. Not a dude that just does it and goes through the motions and then he's texting some other chick. Or he's laying in bed with me thinking about another chick. Like, that shit is really fucked up. And that's one of the reasons why I've stayed celibate for so long, is because I don't want to run into those dudes anymore. I'm tired. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to deal with maybe running into a dude that's bisexual or, you know, has some kind of kinky fetish that I'm not into. I just don't want to deal with that shit. It's like, why can I be with somebody that's fucking normal? That doesn't have all this crazy shit going on. You know, experimenting while he's in college or experimenting when he's young with certain things. Like, I'm not down with that. Shit is so fucking weird. There's so many fucking weirdos out there. And I just am tired of running into those motherfuckers. Because there are some people out there that are fucking weird as hell that think they're normal. And it's like, it's not normal to crave another man every so often. And then want to lay up with your woman. That's insanity. It's not normal to be with somebody, have plans to be with a woman for so long and then break up with her and then go and find a woman that you really want to be with. That's not normal. That shit's not normal and it's not nice. I can't say what a woman should and shouldn't do, but I know what I'm going to do with my life. I'm just going to be me. And I am not in any pain emotionally or mentally to where I feel like I really want to be in a relationship. Because you think of all the drama that I've dealt with in the past, all the shit, all the shitty dudes I've dealt with in the past. And it's like, I really don't want to run into that. So I'm going to just stay alone. And that's just my preference. You know. And I never thought in my life that I would have this attitude. I always thought that no matter what, I wouldn't give up. You know, I wouldn't give up, but it's not like I'm giving up, but I'm content. I'm happy. I can come home every day and not have to worry about a man busting me upside my head or cheating on me or breaking the news that he's bisexual or some shit, or he's into some kinky fetish type shit, but was just scared to tell me because he didn't know how I'd react. Like, I'm tired of running into that shit. I don't want to deal with it no more. I really don't. So being alone, being single, is so much more comforting than trying to date and running into all of these fucking weirdos. I feel good knowing that I can come home to peace. That's it. That's all I got. Peace. My need for peace is greater than my need for wanting to lay next to a man or be in a relationship or keep trying until I find the right relationship or until the right relationship develops. You know, I've talked a lot of shit these last almost 6 years about dating and all this kind of stuff, but I've been so alone so long now that I really don't give a shit. I honestly don't. But it would just be nice to have somebody love me and I love them and we treat each other right. Like he's not over here sitting up. You know, I know men have their needs and their wants and they're human and they're going to see other women that are attractive and stuff. But damn, you know. Discipline yourself and have some fucking loyalty. And what man now are you going to date that's going to be fucking not into other men? Like, ugh. That shit is so fucking disgusting. A bisexual man out here making women like myself feel bad because we ain't trying to give them a chance. I'm not trying to give nobody a chance that is not into women 100%. All the way. That shit is so fucking nasty to me. Do you be with women who accept you for your bisexuality? Just, you know, do your thing. I'm not into that. Fucking tired. It's been a long week. I got my ass up at 4:00 and I can't go back to sleep. But I just thought I would put that out there. I really don't give a shit. Because I look at people, see, some people get jealous when they see couples together, but I don't. Because I look at couples and I'm like, what did they have to sacrifice in order to make things look like shit is good? What did she have to put up with? What did he have to put up with? I don't envy any couple ever. Because I know they put in the work to make themselves look like they all in love and shit. And I don't know the backstory. So I don't judge when I look at couples. I do not fucking judge. Because it's like, oof. Mm-mm. I know y'all put in some work. And to the men out here that are holding it down for their black women, y'all not cheating. Y'all are not fucking weirdos. Y'all bring the money home. And she treating you right. And you holding shit down. Kudos to your ass. Kudos. And thank you. Men like you really make the world go round. But men that sit and talk about black women and dog them out, you are not helping. And you're not hurting either, but you are not helping. I think people should be the solution and not the problem. But you ain't a problem for me because I can just turn that mess off. It's not hurting me not one iota because I know I'm big. And I know when I go out, I'm not dressed to the nines. But I'm me. I'm me. So, with that being said, I gotta thank the sisters out here too for being good women and holding it down. Those of you that are out here not causing your man a bunch of headaches and heartaches and using your kids and dogging him out and beating on him and shit like that. The good women out here, kudos to you too, sister. Holding it down, not doing no weird shit. Kudos to you. You guys take care. Thank you for listening and thank you for supporting me.